Well, Hashem, we're up to the next pasuk of the Gimel's Gemoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us. We realize we don't have anything of our own. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way to live a happy life. If a person thinks he has to make life by himself, he's always frustrated. He never gets what he wants. But if he appreciates that every little facet of his life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives him the life. That's what David HaMelech said, Gmoel al abdecho echye. I realize that I'm your Eved, everything's from you, and that gives me my chiyus. And the second stage we saw, I spoke about yesterday, Gal Einai, Vabito Niflois mitoyasecho. Open up my eyes to see the beauty, the depth of the Torah. We know that the eyes see what the heart appreciates and desires. Something important to a person is what the eyes see. And that's by the fact that when Mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should see the Torah with strong Hashem, that in my heart I appreciate the Torah, and therefore I should be zeichah zemet to see all the wonderful things the Torah has to teach us and offer us, and the deep wisdom. The third pasuk is Ger Anoichi Va'oretz. I'm like a ger, somebody that is a visitor, somebody who temporarily came into this world. Al tasta mimeni mitzvoisecha. Don't hide from me your mitzvahs. This is the same idea. By saying that I recognize I'm temporarily in this world, I'm putting myself in the right position. I'm defining myself properly. The mistake that so many of us do is we think, even though we believe in the neshama and Torah mitzvahs and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the default, the way people live their lives is, this is the world and this is where I invest my koiches in. And unfortunately, people waste away so much of their lives on things they don't have to do. Come about the things that we do have to do, but so much we don't have to do because this is what life is. Life is the physical world. Life is about making money. Life is about all kind of physical pleasures they don't really need. Life is about, unfortunately, in our day and age, none of the above, just wasting time on things that have no value. Now that's what the life is. No Olam Emes, we won't have computers. So if life is computers, you got to spend your whole life watching your computer. If your life is Olam Emes, then you limit your time because you know whatever you do there, you're not going to take with you. So that's what he's saying. I have things right, that I appreciate the fact that I'm temporarily here and I want to take full advantage of this world, this life. And therefore, Al tasta mimeni mitzvoisecha. Don't hide from me your mitzvahs. Yeah, give me siyata shmaya to pay attention to all the mitzvahs. So many times we have mitzvahs we don't pay attention to. Many of them are mitzvah ben on l'chaveiro. If a husband comes home and the house is not organized the way he appreciates, his supper is not set up. So if he's not paying attention to mitzvahs, he may get upset even, which is a terrible aveira. And if he's open to mitzvahs, he opens up the door. Ah, Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch gave me this special opportunity to help out my wife. She must have went through a very hard day. And the same thing with our children. Always be able to focus on what I could do to mechazik them, to make them feel how special they are, to help them take advantage of the koichas they have. In every situation in life, unfortunately, all of us go through trying situations, but they're all mitzvahs. If we have a family member who's not well and we have to take care of them, it's also the same idea. A person can say, oh, it's hard for me. I'd rather not do this. Or the other way of saying is, open my eyes. This opportunity Hashem gave me. I remember once somebody went to Rabbi Yisrael Weintraub, Zichron Livrocha. And the person had some problem with, I think, one of the children was suffering from it. And it was a Yidua that Yisrael Elia Weintraub, he was a big tzaddik. And he had all kinds of tzaddik in his own home, in his own life, in his health, and different things. So this person went to Rabbi Yisrael Elia for a chizik. So he told Rabbi Yisrael Elia Zichron Livrocha about, you know, the problems he's having with a certain child. So the Rabbi Yisrael Elia answered him like this. He said, we're brought into this world to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do chasodim, to others. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it more convenient for us that we should have that person that we have to do chasodim for right in our own household. We don't have to search around for him. Al tasta mimeni. Kamuvan, the depth of what he's saying is that we don't have to chas v'shalom have a matzah of Rachman al-Son, somebody in the family is not well or has all kind of problems. Even when everybody's healthy, everybody in our own household, in our environment, are naturally put close to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It gives the opportunity to mekayim all these mitzvahs, the beautiful mitzvahs of chesed and caring and building them up. The ruchnis megashmis, emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, altasim many mitzvasecha. That's what David Melech is saying. I should be aware of every mitzvah that comes my way. The way we do it is, if we have this attitude of ger anochi, life is not about being selfish, not about taking care of myself nonstop, not thinking about anybody else. I realize the other way around, I'm just visiting over here. My wonderful life is Achim Eve Esrim. Here I'm going to also have a wonderful life, but it's a temporary life. And I have a chaperein, chochem lei vikach mitzvahs. A wise person chaps every mitzvah he can get. No, we should be zeicher to be this bechina of reminding ourselves constantly, I'm temporarily here, I'll take advantage of it, I'll open my eyes and pay attention, Hashem will give me siyad ha-shmaya, and we'll be able to really have wonderful lives, b'olam hazeh, and even greater b'olam habo.